Senator John Chafee today called upon Congress to pass legislation he has co-sponsored to establish stiff new liability requirements on tankers and barges to pay for damages from oil spills. Chafee said the need for such requirements is especially acute in New England.
Congress must face the need to write comprehensive legislation dealing with oil spill liability. I might add that this problem is magnified in the region that I come from, because all of our petroleum products are brought into New England from other parts of the nation or from other nations, usually by boat. Just how vulnerable our precious shoreline is to spills came home to us in New England in late 1976 when a small tanker, the Argo Merchant, sank off Nantucket. If the wind direction had not changed that night, the oil would have washed ashore and devastated the beaches and wildlife of that island and other islands.
At a hearing before the Environmental Pollution Subcommittee, which he chairs, Chafee said the need for new federal oil spill liability legislation is increasing.
The need to control oil spills is increasing every year because we're seeing significantly more activity in offshore drilling and in the amount of oil-related shipments on our inland waters. Now, the Argo Merchant was a small ship, but certainly many larger ones are entering into our waters and waters abroad, of course. One of those large carriers, the Amoco Cadiz, as you recall, broke up in the English Channel in 1978 and caused damages approaching $100 million.
Hearings on the legislation Chafee is sponsoring will continue before his subcommittee on Thursday. 3-2-1. Senator John Chafee today urged the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to approve a treaty with Canada to submit to binding arbitration a boundary dispute between the two countries over fishing rights. In testimony, Chafee also praised a decision of the Reagan administration to pull back a second controversial treaty that would have established a permanent management system for East Coast fishery stocks. But the senator said two considerations need to be taken into account as the boundary dispute is being resolved.
One, as we take this approach, what will happen to the fishery stocks while the arbitration takes place? And two, what is the potential for the U.S. and Canada to become embroiled in a heated dispute over fishing rights in the areas under arbitration? President Reagan has taken steps to address these concerns. First, he's recommended that the Secretary of Commerce work closely with the New England Regional Fishery Management Council to institute a management plan for scallops on Georgia's Bank. The scallop fisheries, besides being of great value, are in an area where competition between U.S. and Canadian fishermen has been increasing. So this, it seems to me, addresses the question of what will happen to the stocks, which we're all concerned with. Second, the President has ordered the Coast Guard not to enforce U.S. laws against Canadian fishing vessels in areas under arbitration. Approving this boundary treaty is an important first step in resolving this long, arduous, and I hope it hasn't been acrimonious debate.
Chafee said that once the boundary treaty has been ratified by the Senate, the United States and Canada can sit down and consider a management plan for East Coast fisheries that is equitable to both American and Canadian fishermen.